I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
TMS is brought to you daily by the support of our patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Dave Spangler, Chris Schultz, and Craig Carlson. Coming up on TMS, neuters with wolves.
Avert your eyes in Theater 3.
Poking the bra.
Old French guy grump.
See you in the double stuff filling, baby.
Philly fart nuggets.
What ruins the theater experience?
Other people! It watches the chubby kitten fall over, or it gets the hose again.
Hammering shit while getting shit hammered.
Professor Shithead. Wow, that's a lot of shit.
That's a lot. Righty fighty, lefty snappy.
Nicole Kidman is 3/4 machine now.
The yachtest of rock.
The space we do in the shadows.
Major spoilers with Mr. Schleicher and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
We don't say, I don't care. We say, this is shit irrelevant for me. Das ist mir scheißegal. And I think it's beautiful.
Now don't push me too far, Barbara.
The Morning Stream. They wouldn't give us any more fish.
Good morning. Welcome to TMS. It's the morning stream for Monday, September 11th, 2023. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian Ibbett.
Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Hello, and welcome to a brand new week.
Yeah. Nothing
funner. It begins with a solemn day,
yeah,
doesn't
nothing
it?
More fun than starting the week at TMS with 9/11. Good times.
9/11, yeah.
Yeah. I tried to kind of avoid thinking too much about it this year because I get real down about it.
Yeah.
That was a bummer date for everybody involved.
It was. Yeah, for sure. It was
an understatement to say it that way, but
man, 9/11, what a bummer date.
Yeah, man. That sucked, man.
It helps that this isn't one of like the big anniversary days. Like the 25th anniversary is going to be coming up in a few years, and then it'll be like, oh, yeah, remember that?
Dude, 20, how are we this far? That feels like yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Is that crazy?
Yesterday to me. But, you know, it was obviously a very long time ago. I was thinking earlier today or this morning as I was showering, in fact, about how we're celebrating some interesting a thing that happened can drink legally now moments. Now, it's a weird thing to be thinking in the
right,
shower, right?
Okay, but
for example,
Richard Reed's bomb shoes can now drink legally.
Kind of, yeah. In fact, related to that, George Bush. In his State of the Union address.
Too.
he can drink whenever he wants.
That's right.
This was when he said he coined the phrase Axis of Evil, the whole Iraq, Iran, North Korea thing.
Right, yeah.
And so now that can drink. What else? Here in TV and film, we got Janet Jackson, Lenny Kravitz, and Michael Jackson all received the Artist of the Century Award.
Mm.
Yeah. Why did Lenny Kravitz and Janet Jackson win that? I get Michael. But the other two?
You know, well, and even Janet, I guess. Yeah, I guess. I mean,
it seems
never too early to announce somebody's the artist of the century. Were they talking about the previous century or the coming century?
Because, well,
I mean, Lenny Kravitz, 1993.
Yeah.
No, earlier than that. I was working the phone company, the art department for the phone company. So that would have been 88, 89.
Oh, late
90,
80s.
Somewhere around there was when I first saw Let Love Rule, and I said, oh, wow, they brought back Jimi Hendrix.
So, yeah, I guess 20th then was the century they're referring to.
Yeah.
But Janet Jackson, Lenny Kravitz of the century? I don't know.
Yeah.
That seems off. Michael Jackson, I could see it. I could see
Michael Jackson, sure. But I mean, I don't know. What about folks like, if we're talking the 20th century, what about folks like Sinatra or
The Beatles?
The Beatles or Elvis Presley or I don't know, someplace like somebody like that, maybe?
Or any of them, really.
Yeah.
like if you're going to give it to these three, you give it to hundreds more.
Prince, it's just, exactly. There's so many, I feel like so many better options.
You know who else can drink now? The premiere of the Osbournes, the Ozzy Osbourne family reality show.
Oh, really?
That can drink now as of this year.
Nice.
Yeah. Bowling for Columbine, the controversial documentary. Mm. That can drink this year, finally. Finally, it can drink.
Finally.
The Wire can drink this
year. Shame on you, Mr. President. Shame on you.
Shame on you. Now I'm going to go eat 14 donuts and...
Where's the break? Where's the green room?
The Wire. Let's see, American Idol, 21 years now.
Mm. Wow.
The Bourne Identity, the first movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that, Nicholas?
We're gonna be enjoying the third one on FilmSec this week.
Oh, Brian, I even got a music one. Eminem releases the single "Lose Yourself" from the soundtrack of 8 Mile, first rap song to ever win an Academy Award Best Original Song. That song can drink now.
Wow. That's too busy eating. Mom's spaghetti is the problem.
That's right.
It would drink, but...
That's right.
But it's eating. It's eating spaghetti.
And then there's sports stuff, but I'm not reading that. I don't read sports stuff.
Nobody got time for that.
No. I got no time for sports stuff. What, someone in the chat says the Olsen twins. What does that mean? They can drink, I guess.
They've been able to drink for a while.
They're in their 30s now or 40s, right? Hold on.
Yeah. What was their milestone in 2001 or 2002 that now makes that milestone able to drink? That's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. You know, those girls are pushing 40. They're 37.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I remember how gross everybody was about
the countdown
18.
Clocks and stuff.
Yeah, that was gross. But now they're almost 40. I'll bet those same guys, are in their 60s now or 70s or something.
Yeah. We're talking about perverts. You, Leonardo DiCaprio.
I saw a video of him at Wimbledon. Is it Wimbledon that's going on right now? I think. One of the big tennis things is happening. French Open?
Sure.
I don't know what's going
US
on.
US Open, whatever. Sure.
And he had the worst seats. So he was in this way back up high. And it looked like a nice little all to yourself sort of zone. But he's watching the game or the thing like this.
Like he's trying to look around somebody else?
Always. Time. He's looking back and forth like you would at a tennis match. But he's like craning to look over people. And then when the lady in front of him just straight up stands up and, you know, claps or whatever, he just kind of slumps back
He's like, I guess I'm going to miss this part.
Yeah. Good thing I got my the younger than 24-year-old date with me. Everything will be fine. Everything
Once upon a time in Wimbledon.
Anyway, that was just a thing I noticed. All right, Brian, you did a mystery date and sent me a hint, and I have no idea what the frick you did. So
this is one that Tina set up, and she was able to keep this thing secret for almost right up until the house lights went down, and I'll explain. But basically, it was Tina's turn to pick, and so we went to the art theater. So we have a... you know, everybody's got one or two in their town, those theaters that are specifically geared towards showing older films, Criterion films, or documentaries. This one also does. Every time there's an Oscar deal, they show all of the short films, the animated shorts and the live action shorts and documentary shorts. So we've gone there for those before. Hmm. And it's, you know, it's a really cool little theater. For some reason, it's not owned by AMC, but for some reason, I really should have asked somebody. They've got a banner in the lobby, no words on it, but it's Nicole Kidman's head from the AMC theaters commercial where she is all in awe of the theater. She's like, going to the theater is a great experience, and I barely have an Australian accent, and my face is 3/4 machine now, and blah blah blah. and boy, isn't it awesome coming to the theater? Yeah, of course it is for you in this video, because there's no other people there. That is what ruins the theater experience at AMC, is other people.
Yeah, it's when the people show up that we have trouble.
But it's this weird banner of Nicole Kidman kind of looking up in awe, like looking up with her mouth slightly gape,
But this isn't an AMC joint. Why do they have this?
It's not even an AMC joint. So I don't know. It just feels like something that they made and then hung up kind of tongue-in-cheek kind of thing.
Mm, maybe they did. Maybe they were like, hey, you know what would be funny? What if we took that idea?
Exactly.
That seems like you're advertising for AMC. That's weird.
Maybe, but there's no money. I mean, there's no logo or anything on there, so there's nothing that would generate, other than people saying, "Oh, that's the AMC thing."
Mm, so that's true. Good point.
So, so we get our popcorn and our soda, and she says, "All right, it's going to be in Theater 3." I said, "I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll go to Theater 3." And so that would have been the point. Like, I could have averted my eyes as I was walking into the doorway of Theater 3, but instead, I made the mistake of looking up, and right under the glowing neon number 3, there's a little video screen that says what you're about to see. Yeah. And I look up, and it says Cat Video Fest 2023.
I'll share this with the chat here. Look at this, everyone. Yeah. This is what Brian sent. He put this in the film set group that we have.
Yeah.
And he said, basically, I don't know what, or nice, I'm not sure what I'm in store for, ..
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the frick is this? This was like walking into like a YouTube channel with a door or something. Like,
I didn't kind of, you know, so that was my first thought is this just going to be like, just basically we're going to be watching giant screen Instagram in a room full of people. And I'm happy to tell you that, yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was basically like, a whole room full of people, and it was packed. And the guy even said, like, there was an intro video of the guy who assembles these, because there's a curator for cat videos. He says, welcome to, you know, our 8th annual, Cat Video Fest. This is easily the most popular thing we show here at the C, movie theater complex. And it's like, really?
Wow, really?
Like, you guys show documentaries. You have people like Jacques Cousteau's son get up and talk about things and then show footage of, you know, diving down the Titanic or something.
Yeah.
And this is the most popular thing they have there. So
wild. That's wild to
pretty
me.
Pretty much. Like, you
know, that says something more about people than them, right?
It kind of does.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. It definitely says more about people and what they want to see. And the fact that it's like, this is stuff that, I mean, all right, I will say, again, the experience of seeing this in a theater on a big screen with a room full of people who are we're all kind of laughing at the same things, does elevate the material quite a bit.
Sure.
Because otherwise, if I were scrolling through on Instagram and these came up, I'd be like, oh, that's cute. That's cute. Oh, I showed Tina that one. Look at that one right there. But there's something that is kind of funny about the shared experience with a large group.
Yeah. You get a bunch, you get a room full of people laughing hard. It's different.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
Totally
than,
is.
Than you sitting on the toilet on TikTok or something. Yeah.
And this was 90 minutes of those videos. And it's like, you know, the little kitten that's so chubby and disoriented that it sees a fly and its first instinct is to raise its arms like it's going to pounce. And then it falls backwards on its back and wah, 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 and stuff like that.
Is any of this narrated? Is it just a roll of these videos?
It is like a roll of these videos. The only narrated ones are the ones where people provide the narration, like, this is my cat and this is the dumb things that my cat does. Look, it zoomies around the house and da da da.
Yeah.
But
I would 100% go to this. I would go to this. No problem.
And you know what? It absolutely, J Funktastic nails it, because cat videos are great and help people forget how goddamn awful life is.
Yeah. Yeah, plus this will help during the writer's strike where nobody can
write. It kind of will. Yeah, no writers were harmed in the making of the Cat Video Fest 2023.
No scab cats cross the line or anything
exactly.
like that.
There was no writing whatsoever, but it's
pretty
really,
wild.
Really
that's
funny.
A thing. I mean, that's the funnier mystery dates, I guess, is who knew this was even a thing. Now you know it's a thing.
Exactly.
Now you ever worry you guys are going to run out? Like you're going to outdate each other and like you're going to find out, well, shit, we're all out of cool stuff. We got to go to France or something. No?
No, not even a little bit. Like there, I feel like I've got ideas for miles. Mm. And there's always going to be something. And we're fine with the repeats as long as there's a new element added to the repeat. Like there's this place called the Upstairs Circus. And you go in there and they've got craft tables set up and a bar, and you basically choose from, a half dozen of their included, you know, the crafts that they will give you all the supplies for.
Oh, craft, like, not, I'm thinking craft beer for some reason. Crafts. Okay. Like the stuff you make, you're going to make a craft, right? Okay.
Exactly. Yep. Here, I will put a link for, I'll just put a link in the chat and then you can grab that link. But yeah, you basically get everything that you need to make stuff, like a leather flask or a print that looks like it's made from pieces of cut newspaper and magazine, or a little wooden tool carrier unit thing. I mean, it's like all these different things. And then you drink while you do it, and you chat with new people that are sitting at this, you know, 8-person table across from you, and you know, you're hammering shit to a a bottle opener, and you're having a great drink, and you're talking to cool people. It's actually really cool.
Totally do this. This looks like fun.
It's really fun. Like it is such a great little social thing. And so as long as, you know, we've done that before for a mystery date, but there's always new things you can do there. Like they're always introducing new projects, and so it's not like even if you go there 2 months, you know, 2 months in a row, you'll still be able to do different things. You'll have a different experience because you're doing different things.
That's cool.
Are you looking at the page that has all of the
all these crafts? These are amazing.
Yeah.
I'm
the
absolutely.
The steel marquee letter with the lights in it is so cool. The
I want this to be
a butcher board, distressed wood art. I mean, there's things I look at in this list like, oh yeah, you know, I hope Tina picks this for a mystery date sometime soon, because I wouldn't mind going and making one of these.
And they've got multiple locations, but nothing too near me. You're the closest one to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I would do this in a heartbeat. There might be some equivalent here. I'd have to look. Because people are into crafts here, man. This is like craft town city. So for there's got to be some equivalent. But that's awesome. Love it.
So yeah, no shortage of mystery dates on the horizon. We also went to a concert. We saw a band called Yacht Rock Review. This was a band that I interviewed for Coverville in early 2020 or late 2019, right before COVID, and interviewed the lead singer. We talked all about cover songs and yacht rock and all that sort of thing. And he says, "Hey, I'm gonna set you up with tickets at Will Call for our show, which is in February, you know, February 2020 at the Mission Ballroom." I'm like, great, awesome.
Yeah.
So. We go there. I get over to Will Call. I say, "Hey, I'm Brian Ibbett here to pick up some tickets." They say, "Nope. Would it be under any other name?" I'm like, "Coverville? Nope. Not finding it there. Maybe under just Brian? Nope. Not finding it." And so I try reaching out to the guy to see if, you know, what's going on. And they never found the tickets, and apparently they forgot to put them in for us. Yeah. So they said, "That's all right. We're coming back in August. We'll do it again." And of course, COVID hit. No August concert. So this was their first time back to Denver since COVID. So they made sure I had tickets for this one.
That's great.
Everybody there wearing captain's hats
and you got
a lot of people fully dressed up like freaking Gopher.
Really? A lot of Gopher in there?
White shorts. I mean, basically, it was like a lot of white shorts and white button ups with captain's bars on them, or captain, or what do they call those? Epaulets?
Whatever those are. Yeah, I don't know.
And then captain's hats and stuff like that. So
that's great. That's great. And you, on FilmSec, you'd mentioned some of the music, but we're talking like. Yeah. You know, Christopher Cross, Toto.
Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald, Christopher Cross. exactly. That's the one. That is like what I kind of consider the number one yacht rock song is that. What is it? It's Doobie Brothers. "He came from somewhere back in the long ago." But a Fool Believes. That's what I consider to be like the ultimate yacht rock song. And no, they didn't do that. They didn't do Sailing, but they did do Ride Like the Wind, which
that's
is
cool.
Another Christopher Cross one.
Yeah, Christopher Cross, I think, is a staple of yacht rock, but only one song. That surprises me. It surprised me when you told us that. I thought there'd be more.
Yeah, two Toto songs. You could probably guess which two Toto songs they did, because
you
have a hard time naming a third Toto song.
Yeah, I can barely name... I barely named the second one after Africa. I mean, Africa just jumps out in my head, but But what's the other one? I can't even think of it.
Rosanna?
Oh, Rosanna, shit.
Yeah. The guy behind us insisted that it was called Roxanne, and so he kept yelling, Roxanne! Say Roxanne!
Like he thinks wrong he's band, dude. Concert.
Yeah, yeah, not a yacht rock song.
This is not the Police cover band, you weirdo.
Who knew?
That's great. What a fun... You had a fun
Hold
weekend.
The Line is a good one, Rebel Scum, and that if you are going to name a third Toto song, that is the one you name, is... Hold the line. Love isn't always on time.
I always think there's someone else doing that song. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like a Toto song to me, but whatever.
Ice U, they did Do It Again by Steely Dan. I'd say that's an okay yacht rock song, but I feel like Hey 19 and Peg are much more yacht rocky than Do It Again.
That's cool. And just balance things out, Rebel Scum saw 50 Cent last night.
There you go. Good. That now I feel like the world is in order.
That guy's recent appearance on various talk shows, in particular Stephen Colbert show, has changed my entire world around what I thought of 50 Cent before now.
Yeah.
That guy is funny as hell.
Really?
Super he's super chill and self-effacing and is not what I thought I was going to get from. I mean, maybe it's just, you know, like Snoop's a softer dude than he was in the late 80s. Maybe that just happens to rappers, sure. But 50 Cent seems like the nicest guy.
They mellow like a fine wine with age.
Yeah.
That's basically what happens.
Something about him right now I just really like. Well, anyway, you had a good weekend. That was a banner weekend.
It was a very good weekend. We had a really good time. It was a great everything. Great show. It was a blast. It was
my wife, the whole time this weekend, has been 45 minutes away watching my sister-in-law's kids. While there in Croatia on some yacht.
Wow.
Because his boss...
So they're having their own yacht rocking.
Yes. And his boss is some hoity-toit who's got this yacht out there, and so that's where they went for this trip. So she's over there watching their six children. Mm. Sorry, five. One is in college.
Wow.
Five kids at home. And so Kim is over there playing Auntie Kim. So it's been just me and Carter at home. Here's what we did this weekend. We binged two straight seasons of What We Do in the Shadows and played Starfield. That's what we did.
Nice.
And let me just make a recommendation to you people at home. Both those things sound great, and they are. I loved, in particular, season... So we have one season. We have to do five. So we were behind. We did three and four is what we binged. Mm-hmm. I loved season four. Started weird.
Yeah. Which one's season four?
Banger season. It's the one where Colin Robinson, let's just say, is in a different
zone. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Which happens at the very end of season three, right?
It's correct. It's the cliffhanger.
Season three. Have not seen season four or five yet. So
you'd love four, dude.
Back.
You got to watch four. Anyway, four was incredible. And wait till you get to the HGTV. The Home and Garden TV ripoff thing they do.
Really?
I thought I was going to die. But anyway, we've been binging that. And then when I'm not binging that, I stayed offline. I stayed off social media for the most part.
Wow.
Other than FilmSack, I really kind of stayed away from my computer and I just played a ton of Starfield, which I'm completely hooked on. But I don't recommend doing these two things in large volume because then you'll have some of the weirdest dreams you've ever had.
Yeah,
my dreams were a mix of vampire stuff and space travel, and it was just a wrong combo, and it all felt funky, and I couldn't even describe to you now after the dreams are over what happened. I just know none of it felt good. So
like that uncomfortable feeling like you wake up and it's like, well, that wasn't a very satisfying sleep.
Totally. It's like, I probably
space vampires,
sleep.
Damn it.
Yeah, and I probably did sleep probably fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like I did. And it was weird. But anyway, that's what happens when you like do nothing but two really focused things for, a 3-day weekend, basically.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what we did. But anyway, it was fun. Carter and I hanging out, little dad-daughter time. And then here's the worst part. Kim gets back tonight.
That's the worst part.
No, that's not the worst part. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I should have prefaced this. She gets back tonight and then she... leaves tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I'll be on the show probably still when she leaves. She's going to Mississippi for a week to help her other sister with some stuff. I don't know why my wife helps everyone else. No one helps her, but she helps everybody. So
nobody
She's gonna go down there. It's not they're helping. It's Sarah's birthday. What am I thinking? So she's going down there for Sarah's birthday. And then she comes back. Then she's here for a little bit, and then she almost immediately goes to Nashville for, or no, St. George for a sibling getaway. And there's a whole sad reason why that's happening immediately. I don't want to get into it on the show.
Yeah.
But then after that's done, she gets back, and then for a very short amount of time, she's here. And then she's off to Nashville for a whole other thing, which I don't even know the deal behind. It's just a whole thing. And then after that, there was something else. Maybe that's it. I might get to see my wife once this month or something.
That's crazy. Wow. Jeez.
I know. I don't love it. It's kind of bumming
me
out.
I mean, basically, we've got a little situation similar. I mean, very, you know, much less. I'm going to Vegas Sunday for 3 days, and then I come back. We've got about 4 days, and then she goes off to Estes Park for 3 days. So, for about a week and a half, we'll only see each other in the double stuff filling of that week. But the opposite sides of that, she'll be gone and I'll be gone.
I like Oreo as a reference for time.
As a reference,
space.
as a metaphor. We all know what it means, right?
Yeah,
we know
what
double
it means.
Stuff filling.
Yeah, I miss those. I don't eat those anymore.
And between those, like right in the middle of that, I've got the Great American Beer Fest.
Oh my gosh.
And she and I are gonna be volunteering together on the Friday, pouring beer for chumps, and then Saturday I'll be volunteering as a drinker and drinking beer.
Right. You're going to be drinking as a drinker
neighbor.
And then serving as a server. And then,
so I don't care what happens. We are not doing Film Sack on the Sunday after I get back from Vegas. That will not be good.
We don't care what pinch we're in. Brian will not be there. All right.
Yeah, I won't be there. Don't even count on me.
I feel like every year we try to make sure that you don't record that day, because you shouldn't have to record that day.
Oh, well, I mean, I would be useless. Like, it would be it'd be the worst thing ever. People would not find it enjoyable.
You got to recoup, you know, from the fun.
Exactly.
Final thing before we get to Battle Royale, or rather half asses today, and that is this. Dude in our community, Wooj Man, super cool guy and really smart guy, modified a ROM. You know Tecmo Bowl for the NES? You remember that game?
Yeah.
So he took Tecmo Bowl and he not hacked it, it's not the right word, but he modified the ROM so that it's loaded up with Frog Pants themed teams and players.
That's cool.
You can have Scott Johnson be your quarterback for the Philadelphia Fart Nuggets or whatever the names are. And he's changed all this stuff in there so that it's all like super Frog Pants referential stuff, and put a bunch of patrons from Core and Play Retro in there and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been horribly slow about doing this. Part of my weekend was forgetting to do this, but I'm going to later today park this ROM up in a place where everybody can get it. And we're just going to spread it around. Let everybody have at it. You know, download it, play it on an NES ROM emulator of your choice, burn it to your own cartridge if you want. We don't care. But he's awesome. Did an incredible thing there. And he also gave me, if anybody wants to throw this dude a bone, where is it? I'm trying to find it. Oh, here it is. tiny.cc/frogpantsfootball is a little donation thing he set up. So if anyone's just feeling generous, you want to throw him a couple bucks, please do. But anyway, I will make sure that's up today. I've been trying to do it since Thursday, and I completely spaced it. So that's going up. Watch for that. And Wooj Man is awesome. He's a cool
dude.
That's
super cool. Nice.
So watch. I'll post links and stuff and put it in the Discord and all that, so you guys will see it soon. All right, Brian, let's move on to the thing. Oh, you know what? Dunaway's involved, so probably should add him to this.
We should probably bring in Dunaway for this.
Did he log in? Do you know? Did we see? Oh, did I log in is the big question. It says.
I haven't run. Both are logged in.
We're both in. Okay.
Did it get all goofy there?
Yeah, but that was.
Yeah, you're both in.
I don't know what that was. All right, opening. Okay. Did it work? It did. Yay. All right. We'll add Dunaway to the call, and then we'll play this thing, because why not? We're going to try to win some prizes from some of you weirdos. Welcome, Brian Dunaway, to the show. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hi.
Hello.
Haven't seen
you
since Saturday.
Guys?
Real good, real good. That was fun Saturday. We had a good show.
It was on Sunday. We did Sunday.
I mean, Sunday.
Y'all were kind enough.
Oh, that's right. We did that for you. didn't we?
We did that for me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
never again.
And never,
but never
again
until never next again. Week.
We've learned our lesson. No, that was a really good discussion about a movie that had, turns out we had some division in the
show. You guys had some really good opinions. Mine were weak. I didn't realize how weak they were until we started. I was like, oh, I should have formed stronger opinions. Jeez. Yeah.
I didn't know.
We watched the Flash from 2023, by the way, people listening.
I didn't realize.
Right. I did say.
Yeah, and I don't want to.
The damn movie.
I don't want to, you know, ruin anything or spoil anything, but
too late.
Let's just say Randy found a new Oscar contender for 2023. Let's just say that.
Yeah, the words, hearing him say Oscar really threw me.
Yeah, that was something.
But hey, you know, we all like what we like, and he apparently really liked
it. Yeah, that one surprised me. In terms of division within the crew, it surprised me most since, what, like Minority Report, probably.
Oh, my gosh, that much? I don't know if it was.
It maybe not that much.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe not that much. You and I are about ready to go to blows on that episode. But.
Yeah.
That was so weird. Anyway, it's good to have you here. We're going to play a little game. We got people to play for, so we're going to do a little proxy play, and Brian here will explain the rules. How does it work, Brian?
Proxy! Welcome to the morning. Half Asses, a trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you two the answers. I'm going to give Scott and Brian a category and six possible answers. Three of those answers are correct, and three of them are, like Randy's opinion about The Flash, totally bullshit. Depending on how confident they feel with the category, they can provide one, two, or three guesses. But if they get any of those guesses wrong, they get 0 points for that round. Get one right gets you a point. Get two right gets you 3 points. And if you get all three correct, you get 5 points for that round. The player with the most points after three rounds wins the prize for their contestant. And we're pulling contestants for members of the Tadpool that aren't able to listen live. Scott, you're playing for Chris in Chicagoland. Chris Hesselink in Chicagoland. Brian, you're playing for Joe in Irvine, California.
Oh, Joe.
Speaking of Randy, perfect.
That's right.
The home team. Yep.
Look at this. All right. Fun stuff here. And I feel like each of you have an advantage in one of these.
Oh, okay. You say this all the time. And every time it's
it's always so full of bullshit.
Right?
It never pans out. Well, let's start with the one Scott might have an advantage with. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, we'll see. It'll make itself clear. All right. Your first category, states larger in area than Utah. So which of these states is larger in area?
I love that you think
than Utah.
Because Scott lives in
Utah. Because it's Utah. He knows more about the area
I do like my state,
Jesus. I'll admit.
You do like your state.
And I think
your choices are Washington, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, Oregon. I read these out of order. Washington, Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, Florida, Georgia.
Okay. I was hoping Texas would be on here. That's an
three
easy
of those. That kind of would be an obvious one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If I would put Texas in there.
Texas. Right.
Pretty Texas. Sure that one and that one. Let me make sure in my head that that's correct.
I've got to be able to see the fine print on these.
There's one that's oddly shaped and makes me wonder, is it deceptive in size?
You live in a state that's oddly shaped. You know, we live in the normal
shaped. How is that an odd shape?
Perfect shape for a state. Yay. Rectangle.
Done. No, I agree. We should have done more of those. Boy, you know what sucks is finding out why Oklahoma has that weird topper thing. I found that out this weekend. That's a bummer reason.
That panhandle, yeah.
Yeah, everyone thinks, oh, the panhandle, that's cool. What goes there? What's the point of that? No, it turns out it's got some serious racist history. It's really bad.
It totally does.
Yeah, anyway.
Brian, are you done Googling? Are you going to lock in? There we go. Finally.
Okay. I can't just look at the words without being accused of Googling. Like I got time to Google.
You cannot. All right. States larger in area than Utah. You both went with Arizona. Arizona is correct. Yeah, Arizona is the sixth largest of our states. You chose, Scott, you chose Nevada as well. Nevada is larger than Utah.
Mm-hmm.
However, your other two choices, Washington and Florida, were wrong. Oregon, believe it or not, is larger in area than Utah. Utah's number 10, Arizona, Nevada, 6 and 7, and Oregon is number 9.
Crap. I knew. Oh, I thought Florida maybe was deceptive because it's a wiener. You know, it's all hanging out weird.
It is weirdly shaped.
Yeah, that's what I was curious too. That's what I think. Same thing I was thinking.
Florida, believe it or not, is the 22nd largest state. Yeah. Washington's even bigger than Florida at number 18 on the list. And Georgia all the way down at number 24. Again, another one that I thought is... was bigger, but no.
You know what's bigger than you think is the one I always don't give enough credit to is Montana. That thing's a beast.
It is a beast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is number three. What is it? Texas, Alaska, Montana?
Then Montana, then maybe California, or is California? They might.
Oh, California might be bigger than Montana.
And that one's also deceptive because it's long, like Florida. And I don't know. The ones I screw up on are all the East Coast shit. If you said what are the smallest, I would lose this tomorrow, right now. Right. I'd lose it. We'd be done.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, that's all right. Let's get that one out of the way. How about, you both love your basketball. What were some of the original names originally considered for the Boston Celtics? Your choices are...
Where do you get these questions?
The Blasts, the Unicorns, the Olympians, the Beans, the Whirlwinds, and the Picts.
Oh, my gosh.
Which of these were originally considered for the Boston Celtics?
See, this is bullshit, because I bet every one of these was considered for some dumb reason, whether or not they're chronicled or not. It's like... I can't Google it, by the way. Like, I'm not...
Schwarzenegger was originally considered for this role, kind of considered. Yeah. Sure.
Sure. Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. I don't know this.
Yeah. I don't know either. But don't wait for 2 seconds or you'll get accused of looking at Google.
The Blast, the Unicorns, Google. The Olympians, the Beans, the Whirlwinds, and the Picts.
So there's three of these for sure, right?
Three of these for sure, yeah.
All right, that one seems like it might be.
That one sounds dumb. I'm going to lose anyway, so I'm just going to go, that's dumb.
I'm going for it. I don't know. That one's so dumb, it's got to be right.
Right.
It's got to be.
Yeah, I'm just doing two. I'm a chicken. All the rest of those are too weird.
All right, well, Brian, you actually ended up selecting... both of the incorrect
wrong
answers. two of the three wrong ones. And so did Scott, unfortunately.
Oh,
Beans
shit.
Was never considered for the original name of it. Was never considered
I had to choose it.
But the Whirlwinds and the Olympians both were.
I was going to do the Olympians.
The Unicorns. The Boston Unicorns.
What? That's insane. Yeah. I thought that was bait.
I barely chose Beans at the last second. I shouldn't have done it. Why was I being
I chose Beans right away.
Yeah,
frick.
Yeah, you get to
and
watch.
I don't even know what a pick is, so I was like, sure.
Yeah, what is a pick? I know it's a image format. It's an old one.
Isn't there a little rodent called a pict?
Oh, I don't know.
No, but I almost picked Blast, so I almost picked all the wrong ones.
Yeah.
That's what I was debating on.
Yeah, these are. I didn't know any of this stuff. I don't even know if you're a hardcore Celtics fan, do you even know this? I don't know. What's hard?
Yeah. What is a pict? Anyway, all right. Well, let's get to question number three. Maybe one of you guys can get some points on this one. Rappers. This is the one I thought maybe Brian will have an advantage of. Rappers whose real first name is Robert. So which of these rappers has the real first name Robert?
Is it
RZA or RZA, Flo Rida, Meek Mill, Gucci Mane, Rev Run, and Vanilla Ice? Which three of these have the real first name Robert?
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
There, I clicked in really quick so that Ibbot would not have any question about my...
I know. You totally locked in quick.
Right.
I only know one.
Okay. Both of you
one. I only knew one. And I knew it right away.
Robert Van Winkle, knows that one. Of course. Yeah. Vanilla Ice.
Gosh dang it.
The other choice is RZA and Meek Mill. Both have the real first name.
I almost went Meek Mill, but what good is that?
Never even heard of
Meek Mill. I almost won, but I didn't.
Flo Rida is Flo Rida's first name is Tramar. Gucci Mane.
So is his last name Flo Rida? Is that right?
Yeah.
Robert
Tramar
Flo Rida.
Middle name Flo. Yeah, last name Rida. Gucci Mane is Radrick, and Reverend Run. His name is Joseph.
Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah.
We got to bring out the tiebreaker cards.
Reverend Run had Joseph. That's another J, because they had a Jam Master J.
It was DJ Jazzy Jeff. Now I see why Ibbot gave me the advantage on that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I see why now.
I don't even know who Meek Mill is. I've never even heard of him. That's news. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I use to grind up my meek to put it on my steaks before I put them on the grill.
The Meek Mill.
The Meek Mill. All right. Let's give you guys a tiebreaker here. Let's call it in the air. Brian, Let's see.
Call what in the air?
I'm going to give you heads or tails.
Wait, okay.
This is heads.
Okay.
And then this is tails.
All right.
I believe you.
That will hurt my hand.
Yeah.
Hold a minute. Okay, hold a minute. Wait a minute. I got to Google what's the odds. Hold on a second.
Call it. What's the odds?
Call it.
Tails.
Tails. Heads it is. Scott will get to give the answer on this.
All right. Let's do it.
And Brian, you'll do higher or lower. Listen, if you've been paying attention, you know that Bob Barker died. Well, how many years did Bob Barker host The Price is Right?
This is fun because it's such a Price is Right thing to do, right?
It really is, yes. So, yeah. But I will let you go over. So if you do get it wrong, but you go over, it's totally fine. Scott, how many years did Bob Barker host The Price is Right?
Okay. We just heard this in that Letterman clip, but did I remember?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we was talking about his retirement. Yep.
I'm going to say, my brain wants me to say 40, dead like average 40. So I'm going to say 40.
40. All right. 40 is incorrect. Brian, what is the correct answer, higher or lower than 40?
Well, I mean, for God's sakes, he was already older, right? He was like 30-something. So I'm going to say it was less, but only by like 2. Guys, if I guess it right, like completely, it doesn't matter. 38. Okay, go ahead.
38.
Yeah, you are. It is lower. You're really close. 5 years lower than Scott's guess. It was 35 years. By the way, Bob Barker was a member of the Sioux tribe. He was raised on a South Dakota reservation.
What?
Sioux. Yeah. Take that.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Wait
that
a minute.
White. What? That white guy on the show.
Yes. Is he like the Dances with Wolves lady? The
Buffalo Spade and Neuter.
The John Dunbar lady? The what was her name?
John Dunbar.
The white lady raised on it. Is that what that is?
John Dunbar.
Yeah.
What, yeah. Why though? Why is a white guy? Why is a pasty white guy getting raised on a reservation?
What's funny is I don't remember any of this, like, and hearing any of it, you know, when he passed away.
Right.
I
think the story goes his mom lost him at the grocery store, and that's and now he lives there.
I need to know.
Born in Darrington, Washington, spent most of his youth on the Rosebud Indian Reservation in Mission, South Dakota. The U.S. Indian Census
Sanctuary.
Rolls 1885 to 1940 lists Barker as a citizen of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe.
Is he related to?
Let's see. His father was 1/4 Sioux and his mother non-native. Barker was 1/8 Sioux.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. His mother was a school teacher on the reservation.
That's the read. There you go. His mother was a school teacher on the reservation. Because
had you done a question, Brian, where it was like 3 correct answers about where he was right. raised, I would have got this wrong. So wrong.
Right. Yeah. No kidding.
That's wild to me. All right.
That's all right. Well, so congratulations going to Joe in Irvine, California.
Joe.
Long, hard battle, but Brian and finally pulled it out the end there.
Yeah, nicely done, dude.
Robert Van Winkle.
You rocked it. Huh? I also looked up the the PICT format. I remember this. It was an early Mac image format.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see, applications such as QuickDraw and that kind of stuff, you'd create PICT files. So
I remember that. Yeah, what was but PICT? That can't be
had
the reason.
Had to do with basketball, right? That's what I was trying to figure out. What was it, basketball?
A rodent or some sort of animal that's a picked?
Let's see. Disambiguation. We got
disambiguation.
Programming language. There's the image format, obviously. Let's see what else. Classical theater. Oh, Pittsburgh Irish and Classical Theater, or is Pitt for short? Although that doesn't make picked for short. Let's see. Pakistan International Container Terminal. I don't see anything on here. There's nothing about
it just feels right.
Yeah. I can't find an animal or a bug. All right. Well, there you go. Dunaway.
TV's Travis says natives of Scotland. I think you guys actually did say that, but I don't know. Sorry, I was in the middle of doing a show.
Yeah.
And we couldn't.
A podcast that requires our focus. Well done. Oh, let's see. He has a link. Let's look at the link. Okay, yeah. So it looks like it's. It's a group of people who lived in Britain North. Okay. But no bugs,
no rodents.
No.
Okay.
That's surprising. I don't know. It sounds right.
I mean, I guess other than just a lot of Scots and Irish people living in Boston, that's the only connection.
You can almost hear Attenborough going, and the male picked dances for the females. Blah. Like I can hear the old man talking about picks.
Yeah.
All right. Right. Dunaway, you did it. You won. How do you feel about your win?
I feel pretty good. I was having a, you know, a questionable
slump.
Yeah, a little slump, a little slumpy morning. And I was like, yeah, this is what I needed. It makes me feel good. Thank you for taking one for the team.
That's
Scott.
Great.
Yeah.
Always take one for the team. I say.
Yeah, the frog pant picks.
Yeah, frog pant picks. Get yours today. .xxx. All right. Dunaway, kiss our butts. Bye. All right. He's gone.
Might have some in there of not Juliana Margulies. What was her name? Margolis. Cindy Margolis.
Cindy Margolis.
You might be able to download a pic of Cindy Margolis.
Yeah, that's she's OG, man.
OG pic.
She's still around. She's still.
I'm sure she is.
Cindy
I'm sure
Margolis.
She is.
Let's take a look here. Cindy.
It's Margolis. It'll be about. I'll have a photo of her downloaded in about 18 minutes. So I'll be able to tell you if she's doing all right.
Yeah, it'll be a 256 color GIF. Let's see, American Glamour. But she's still around, still doing stuff. Yeah. Yep. Oh, she's only born in 65. She's not even that old.
No.
But when
she was on Baywatch, I really did not know that she was on Baywatch, and that's where.
Is that how she got her big fame?
I guess that must be how she got her fame. Her and Yasmine Bleeth.
Oh, that's right. Baywatch Nights. She was in that.
Oh, was that it? Okay, so maybe that was Baywatch Nights was her jam.
Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
Oh yeah, she was one of the she was the head robot fembot.
Yep, the head robot fembot.
Robot fem.
Yeah, robot fem.
Weren't there some feminine robots in Austin Powers called fem something?
Fem somethings. Sharknado 3. Oh hell no, she was in that.
Well, okay.
That's great. The subtitle for Sharknado 3 was Oh Hell No. Which is
starring,
what I say.
I'm sure.
That's what I say about watching it. I will not be watching Sharknado 3. Hell no, I would say. All right, let's get to some quick news items, if I can find the thing. It's your daily dose of news brought to you by...
A bra in the gutter.
Yeah, I found a bra in the gutter. I didn't touch it. I just picked it up with a stick and looked at it. It was a black... medium-sized bra, probably a B cup.
But you still poked that with a stick? You just didn't leave it?
Yeah, I just left it. I know I left it there because I was like, what is that thing? And I was like, it's kind of near the drain. What is this? I poke it. I lift it up. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's a freaking bra. I'm going to go see if it's still there today. If it is, I'll throw it away.
I'm going to tell the Homeowners Association about this.
Yep. You're going to see me in all the local papers.
Local man finds bra in gutter.
Yep. More
lifts
of 11.
It with stick.
Check this story out. A human skull was found at a Goodwill. But they don't think there was any foul play at all. They just think there's like it was like in a science class or something like that. Somehow it made its way to a Goodwill donation box in Arizona.
Oh, a donation box. So somebody just shoved it in there with their dungarees and their garanimals and stuff.
They probably didn't even know it was real. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you did know it was real, if I had a real human skull, I would hold on to that. I think that's cool. Like, it didn't need to be legal. I don't want to, like, have a clandestine murder victim head skull. I don't want that. But if it's somebody who donated it to science and somehow got in my hands, I would keep that skull is what I would do.
Oh, for sure.
It's too cool. When I was a kid, I wanted a skeleton so bad, like a full-size one.
Yeah.
So bad. I have one, but
still do. I mean, it's still. Oh, you do? That's right. You do have one.
Yeah, he's over there looking at me.
It's got a skull. So there you go. You just want a real skull is your, is your desire.
No plastic, no crystal. Real. You know,
nice.
He's
nice.
Wearing Patrick's scarf that Patrick gave me in 2015.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So he looks really, really warm.
Before Patrick had kids and got really, really grumpy.
Did he? Did he get really
he's grumpy? So grumpy now. He's the grumpiest person I know. He's so grumpy, and it's not just kids. I think he's just old French guy grump.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on. Anyway, this human skull is found there. Cops aren't worried about it. It's probably not the strangest item ever donated either, but employees at a thrift store in Phoenix didn't know what they had when they looked at this human skull in their donation box. They called police because they thought it was real. Officers responded to the store in Goodyear. That must be a place.
Goodyear, Indiana? No, Goodyear...
Arizona.
But Arizona.
Yeah.
It's a Goodyear. Well, this is the star, isn't this the ending up? Oh, it is the Phoenix one. Okay.
Phoenix Star.
Goodyear, Arizona, huh?
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Okay. No, the Phoenix Sun I've been to. I didn't know there was also a star.
Yeah.
I've heard of the
paper or something.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those ones you go to where they're both printing.
Oh, this is the Toronto Star.
Oh, they're just reporting.
But they're just reporting on Arizona.
Yeah. It was covered in spots and had its upper teeth, front teeth attached. What does that mean? Aren't they always attached? Or do they fall out?
Sometimes those can be broken out.
Okay.
I mean, if it's damaged.
It also has a false eye in the left socket. That'd be weird.
Oh, really? So they actually had an eyeball in there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Fake one, but still. That'd freak
me
out.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Even creepier, I think.
Yeah, I don't like it. Let's see. The skull is transported to the Maricopa County Medical Examiner Office, where authorities confirmed that this is, in fact, a real human skull. It appears this human skull is historic and has no forensic significance, meaning that there appears to be no associated crime, they said. It remains unclear who donated it or why they had it in the first place.
At least they can do dental records since they have the top half.
That's true.
Of the teeth, so they can at least do half dental records, because it doesn't sound like the jaw was included.
Yeah, and if it's really old, that would be a sign that they don't, that it's definitely just a historic, you know, it's a relic. Because if it comes back negative, or, you know, they have no match, you'd be like, oh, well, you know, this is somebody who died 100 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Here's a fun one. A three-legged...
In the spots.
Yeah, yeah. The three-legged bear breaks into a Florida home. Not the... A three-legged bear.
There's a...
Maybe there's more than one. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more than one. Definitely.
I know there's some three-legged bears up in Idaho, if you know what I'm saying.
You know three I know that's the only place you think there are bears. There are bears in Utah, Scott. I'm just letting you know. Those kind of bears.
Yeah, but are they three-legged, if you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure there are. Yes. At least two with a kickstand.
The other part of this is it broke into the home and then drank White Claws. So that's cool.
Wait a minute. Are we still talking about a wild bear?
Yeah, or? Still a wild three-legged bear. still the animal on all fours, but in this case on all threes. Three-legged bear known as Tripod. Oh my gosh, this writes itself. This is amazing. Broke into a home and decided to have a party. Let's see. Oh, they got security camera notifications.
White Claw doesn't sound like a party.
No, it doesn't to me either. I don't drink, so I don't know what it even tastes like, but everyone I talk to is like, White Claw's not great. Am I wrong? Yeah. Is my assumption wrong, or do people really like it and I'm wrong?
It's like the Coors of hard seltzers.
Is that true? So it's like a, what's like that one? No, you like Zima though. You're a Zima fan, right?
When it was around.
But you don't take any crap when people say.
And I like Zima as a mixer. Well, I guess you could probably still use White Claw as a mixer, like a gin and White Claw. Yeah. What if I can order a gin and White Claw in a bar?
I know White Claws are more, there's more alcoholic more alcohol per volume, but I don't know how much more.
Than a Zima?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think that's the whole thing is people are like, it's like having Zima back, except it'll get you drunker or something. I don't know. See, again, I'm so far from that, the world of White Claw consumption, that I don't actually know any of this for sure.
So 4.7 to 5.4% alcohol by volume in a Zima.
Is that considered low or high? I don't know what that is.
It's middle for a for
like a beer.
Non like craft beer kind of thing. It's, you know, 3.2 is your beer kind of thing. Let's see, alcohol by volume, international markets 4.5, and then either 8% or 5% U.S. and Canada. Okay. So, yeah, okay. a little bit higher percentage.
Doesn't seem like a lot, though. Seems like
not a lot more.
Yeah, no. It sounds like just a college kid talking point that
pretty much exactly.
There's so much more in this. or that dumb laugh.
It's like, in terms of your hard liquors, it's as high as 16 proof.
Whoa.
So that's how low it is.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think I have cooking wine here that might have more in it.
Yeah, you definitely do, yes. Yeah. Don't drink that stuff.
No, I don't. Kim just cooks meat with it.
Yeah.
It's very salty. Is it a salt?
I didn't realize that. You tried a swig once, right? You talked about it on the show.
I did, but I don't remember it being salty. It was more like earthy, like felt like dirt. I feel like I was eating dirt.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, that's cooking wine is not meant for drinking.
Is wine in general kind of tastes like you're eating soil a little bit?
No, huh? Okay. No, wine is, a good wine should taste like, I don't know, like depending on the barrels that they fermented in, like oaky or a little bit sweet, sometimes dry.
Never earthy.
It's fruity.
What about when they say earthy? Because sometimes they say earthy. What does that mean?
I mean, they can. It can taste like, by earthy, it shouldn't taste like dirt. Maybe.
I would hope not. I don't want it to taste like dirt. I'm just curious. Because when I did the
like
cooking.
Like a really full-bodied, deep wine can have an earthy flavor to it, but not taste like dirt.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like a.
Yeah, but none of it like tastes none of it tastes like straight. It's not grape. It doesn't taste like grape juice, right? It's just a.
No. It doesn't taste like grape juice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no shade to anyone who loves their wine. Barry's probably listening. Look, Barry, you do you. Drink that wine. Carry that weird box around with you everywhere you go, you know?
That's right. Oh, I hope he brings it. I wonder if he's going to bring it. Since it's only a 3-day trip, he's probably not bringing it to Vegas.
Oh, that's
true.
Be
able to get so much. Yeah.
Yeah, you won't need it.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward. Here's my plan on Sunday. Tanner and Alex and Tristan and I all arrive around the same time. Barry arrives a little bit later.
Yeah.
We're gonna meet in the airport, take a lift to the plaza, hopefully give them our bags to check in. We're gonna get there kind of early, and then we're gonna go to that brand new carousel bar in front and just sit back with a nice frosty beverage and watch the world go by.
That is cool. I'm stoked for you. That's awesome.
Maybe a ginormous donut from Pink Box. We'll see.
Why not? Fill yourselves up. Also, you know what you ought to do? You ought to go over to that, what's it called? Shoot. The new Chipotle. The huge Hilton thing that went in. Resorts World. You need to go over there and just spend some time there, because apparently that place is a ghost town. There's all this talk that they're losing like a $50 million a day because no one's going there. And it's this beautiful, new, amazing place.
It is gorgeous. And that Chinese, like, or the Asian food hall is fantastic. Like, I want something from every single one of those restaurants in the food hall.
And they're closing half of those down, is the word I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just too inconvenient to get there is the problem. It's,
that's a bummer.
You know, you've got to walk past the deserted landscape of the South Strip.
Yeah, it's the place that it's
in. Of the North Strip. What am I talking about? The North Strip.
Yeah, it's a location problem. And if they could fill all that other space, like, when's that Durango done? That's getting close. The Durango.
Yeah, I don't know about the Durango, but I'm curious about when the Fontainebleau. Let's see.
Oh.
Fontainebleau.
And that other. I forgot about that one.
I'm sure. There it is. Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, coming 2023.
Oh, might be done when you go.
Maybe.
Delayed, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's like a soft opening or something. We can go in there.
They tore all those. I don't know if you saw this. I was talking to Metzullo about it. They tore all the palm trees down that are out in front of the Bellagio. And they did two reasons. One, porn card flickers hide under there during the heat.
Uh-huh.
That's the word anyway. I don't know if this is the real reason. But the other reason is for the F1 thing, because they got to make room to do
right.
stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, because that's a prime location for spectators, for
These
sure.
are like 30-year-old palm trees. They just tore them out.
That sucks.
In the middle of the night. Just pulled them out. Now there's no shade there. It all looks weird. It looks weird.
It's like there are no strikers there. No SAG strikers that they need to put out in the heat.
Yeah, no kidding. Well,
that
anyway.
That is a bummer. It does not look like we have a grand opening date yet for Fontainebleau. But I also want to find a good place to just park our butts again with a drink and watch the MSG Sphere go for a little while.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about that. Because that just opened after we left in April. It's like June or something,
right? Exactly. They start putting stuff all over the outside of it. Yeah. It's not open yet, but it's
thing is wild.
But they're doing all the video testing on the outside.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it was functional as an event center already, but
no, not yet. When they open, it's going to be a big deal because U2 will have a residency there.
Oh, wow. $2 billion, that thing.
Yeah.
Gosh dang. Money.
I'll have to ask. I bet Metzullo. If I ask Metzullo, I say, "Hey, what's a good vantage point to get a drink and just sit there and watch the MSG Sphere?" He'll probably say, "Oh yeah, what you want to do is go to the bar, the cigar bar on the back side of the link, and it's got a great view of it."
He'll know.
Yeah,
he knows the best view on balls. That's what he does. Anyway, we're going to do a quick break here. When we come back, Stephen Schleicher will be joining us. It's a Stephen week, and we're going to, you know, check in on a few nerdy topics. So stick around for that. And we'll do that right after this song break. Brian, what did you bring?
Yeah, we're going to go to North Park. Specifically, we're going to go to Toronto for a pop punk group called North Park. Their debut album, which is called Wasteland, just came out. These guys, they rock, man. These guys are really good. Just signed with Wiretap Records. A friend of Coverville, Wiretap is awesome. Here is their brand new single. It's called Uno.
Taste the bitterness as the chapter ends. I'm not feeling like myself these days.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Days, guess it's time for bed again. Tape the cracks on this road. So maybe I'll make it home. Walking on this broken glass always feels like I come last. Cause you're the only one that's moving on now. I see you in my rear view, not coming back. Should I turn around now? Oh, 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 oh. Cause I'm the only one that's hurting bad now. I feel it in my bones, watch it all in life. Feel my stomach turn now. Splinter in my side, can't reach to pull it out. I'm not sure I'll heal from this. Can I just go back in time? Everyone gets anxiety, but not like my anxiety. I know you can't relate, cause you are never in it.
Remember to always treat everyone in our motels with pineapple hospitality.
I told you, young people, that crack is some bad shit.
Hey, And we've returned. Tell me all about that song again.
Sure. That's the band is North Park. The song is called Uno, and their brand new album, big thanks to Wiretap Records for this one, their brand new album is called Wasteland.
Do you think it's a reference to the card game or a reference to just the Spanish word Uno? What do you think that?
I think it's just the Spanish word Uno. I think it's just them saying number one.
Number one. Well, number let's one. Talk to Mr. Number One right now.
And now welcome Steven to the show. He's a huge freaking nerd.
Dollar bills, y'all.
It's Steven Schleicher joining us as he does on this Monday, and two Mondays a month now, where we get to talk about nerd stuff. And some of it piles up, man. We get some things that happen over at majorspoilers.com. Steven, sure. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian.
Hey.
Hello.
How's the school year so far? Things going all right?
I think so.
Yeah?
Haven't had anybody freak out or yell at me yet, so.
Any kids where you're like, oh, now that kid's the future. He's the future, you know. He's going to go on, and he's going to change the world, and I'm going to be his teacher, and I'm going to point him in the right direction. Any of those yet?
No.
Great. Great. Well, then I have high confidence in the Gen Z and their ability.
There's some really good kids here. There are really good kids here.
Well, that's good. And they've got a great professor. What do they call you? Professor? What do they call you? What do you call
that shithead who does his homework at the last minute?
What do they call it to your face? Really, yeah. Is what we want to
know. I just go by my first name.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So they can just call you Steven and not.
Yeah, I don't care.
They don't go Mr. Schleicher.
We're all adults. I'm not hung up on my
your title. Yeah. That's good. That's a healthy place to be. But I'll say this, Mr. Schleicher sounds like an evil teacher in a John Hughes film or something.
I do carry my cat around and pet my cat throughout the day. So.
Do you have leather gloved hands and you pet the cat and
yes. Perfect. I am bald now too, so you know.
There it attracts.
Yeah, exactly. I like it.
Mr. Bond, I expect you to turn in your homework on time.
Just need a kid named Bond. All right, we're glad to have you back. We're going to talk about a few things.
Okay,
Ahsoka Tano. Yes. You know her character from the Ahsoka show. Yeah. The Ahsoka show, where Ahsoka is way less the main star than I expected her to be, but whatever. I like it a lot. It's been good. But her lightsabers are on sale, and they're not cheap. Tell us what this means. And are these the actual prop ones?
No, these aren't the actual ones that have been used. But these are prop replicas from a company called EFX Collectibles, and they do these very high-end, made-of-metal, if this was a prop to use in the TV show or a movie or something, they would have something that is screen accurate. And so they have a pair of Ahsoka Tano lightsabers that you can get. They have a great display. They look good. They're very neat, but they're $900 for.
Yeah.
But it's a pair, though. That's a one.
It's a pair, right? Because she's dual wields. Yeah. So you do get that. But I'm curious, Brian, if you were to. Yeah. I mean, you've seen the pictures of these.
I bet there's
an STL out there right now.
Easily, yes.
Yeah, that's.
You could probably print these for like $100, right?
I could print
sell them for $100.
Well, here's the problem: is if I could sell them for $100 if I modeled.
Okay.
Them. Mm-hmm. And there's enough shown of these things front and back that I could model them. But
I can send you some more because I've got them from all sides. So.
Do you? Okay.
So hold on. If you printed these though, how much is the actual print going to run you, Brian? Like how much resin or SP?
Yeah. That well, there's no way of knowing, Scott, until I actually.
Is that true?
I didn't know how much resin it would take until I create the STL because basically I have to plug the STL into a slicer, set the hollowing, figure out how hollow I want to make them so they're a little bit lighter and easier to ship, cheaper, and then I could figure out how much resin and how much time it would take.
I like these. So, I like the curves on these things. They're cool.
Yeah, I like it because they look like katanas. Yeah. So I'm curious. You have an FDM. You only have the resin printing.
Right? I have two filament printers and two resin printers.
Have you ever done anything with metal filament? And I'm guessing there's not a metal resin or anything like that, right?
Mm. Not that I know of. And I haven't done. There's apparently a fairly easy way to do steel plating of stuff. You've got to You basically rub this powder all over, and then you put them in a vat with two electrodes or two. Yeah. Terminals on either side. Exactly. That seems like so much hassle. I'd rather just paint them with metallic paint and be done.
And get some rub and buff, sand those things down smooth, put some rub and buff on there, get a little texture on it, and go to town.
Yeah, send me some photos. I actually might be able to replicate these replicas.
I mean, it wouldn't be hard. I mean, what do you use for your modeling?
I use Shaper 3D.
Oh, okay.
Which is a paid for application, which I find a lot more intuitive than Fusion 360.
That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a couple of shapes and extrude and you're done.
It kind of is. Yeah. I mean, the curve on them makes it a little bit, not really tougher. It just makes it like you've got I wouldn't build these as a circle extruded. I would build them as a flat curved object and then round the edges. Cause they look like they're flatter than a full.
Oh yeah. They definitely are.
Cylinder. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until you get to the end and then you've got the full cylinder ball.
Would you add other accoutrements? Like, would you put in a little, like the belt loop? Would you make that out of actual metal or would you 3D print that or?
That's a really good question.
Would you put a little piece of glass on the end where the light's supposed to shoot out?
I would actually probably find a little LED and put that in the end.
There you
so
go.
So that at least it kind of glows there, even if it doesn't.
Yeah, with some batteries and everything in there. That adds some heft to it, so that'd look pretty
cool.
Would
you walk around the house in your underwear wearing this on your side at 3 a.m.?
Underwear.
Oh, man. You've
seen me playing with my Quest 2 in my big plate glass window.
Yeah. What was I thinking?
Saber with the... Yeah.
What was I thinking? Well, these are pretty cool. These are, $900, but they're all hand-painted. They're numbered.
And EFX have done, they've currently been doing a whole line of Star Wars stuff. They've got Luke Skywalker's lightsabers up. In the past, they have done like Thor's helmet and Captain America's shield in super high quality metals that look really cool, but also very expensive. So,
yeah, they've got, what's this Blade Runner business? Hold on. I didn't know they did. They have the pistol. $3,000. It's only $3,000. Oh my gosh.
It's only
$3,000.
It's also out of stock. So, oh well.
Yeah. That's the bad thing about limited edition things is that they run out quick.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice one. It seems good. I'm not as like if I was ever going to spend big money on a replica saber, it would probably be a more iconic one. Not that Ahsoka's isn't iconic for a lot of people. I know it is, but I would probably do Luke's saber, or I would probably do Vader's or something like that, where it's just an enormous overarching Star Wars original to spend that kind of money. I just don't want to spend $900 for a character that's fine. I like her.
Force Effects, I think they're the ones that do those lightsabers that light up, and as you twirl it around, it makes a zoom zoom sounds.
Force Effects. Yeah.
I have one over there, and it's good. Like, there have been times where I've been tempted to tear off the plastic. I don't want to, but you could do that. You could saw it off and you're left with a really good replica, like a mountable replica.
Saw the hilt, basically.
Yeah. Where is it?
Saw the blade off. It's surprising. Actually, I thought the Force VFX or Force FX ones could actually...
I think the newer ones do. The ones that I have, the original run of them, you couldn't do that.
Mm, yeah, gotcha. So this one is the... this is the Luke one. And I think it's still battery good. Yeah, still good. And it's got the kind where, you know, the thing sucks in and goes out.
Yeah, I like it. Lights
and it makes sounds when you... That kind of thing. But I don't... You know, if I had to, I guess is what I'm saying. If this got damaged, you could yank this whole bit out, mount this thing, and you've got a replica hilt, you know?
Yeah.
Be one way to go.
And that's only, I think, I don't know what they cost now, but originally they were like $100, $120
exactly,
for those.
About 100. Yep. Yeah.
About a third the price.
Yeah. And there's they're like heavy and they're metal and stuff. That's like,
yeah. It's got that warning sticker on it.
Yeah. A big old warning.
Yes.
There's a big yellow sticker that says,
peel that off, right?
This one, yeah. I think it comes off. It says, unscrew here to insert batteries. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like my Jedi training is now complete. Well, anyway, there's that. Let's talk about Spider-Man, the comic book.
Well, more specifically, Spider-Man India, because people were a really big fan of Spider-Man India when he debuted on the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse movie a few months ago. And now it's a comic book miniseries. Fifth issue comes out in October. That's the final issue of the miniseries. And if people, that means probably November, December, the trade paperback should be out. But I'm going to guess that we're going to see more Spider-Man India in the future. He's getting a new costume in the fifth issue. And so I'm going to bet that he's going to be making a lot more appearances in the near future.
Yeah, I didn't know his... I don't know why I didn't know this. I thought his debut was comics first, and then it was just an obscure...
He probably was in one of the massive...
the crossover.
Spider-Verse stuff in the comic books, but it's not like, you know, not like a big deal kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But certainly once he pops up and has a whole segment of the movie, a lot more people are paying attention to him.
I absolutely love his costume. It's so cool.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah,
really cool.
This whole like baggy, you know, Indian style triple R pants he's got on, and the way those sneakers fit. And I don't know, there's something about it. It's like homemade mixed with real Spider-Man. I don't know. I just absolutely think it's awesome. I'll check this out. It's not going to be. I mean, it's in English, right? They're not. Are they?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, no, no. As far as I know, now there are some comics like DC with Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
They will release two versions of the comic: one that's just all Spanish language, and the other one that is in English.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But no, this one is just straight up English.
Yeah. Oh, chat says premiered in 2004, but never really got his own thing.
One of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now he's got his own thing. Look at that.
Yep, got his own thing. So go get it.
Deserves
it. Check that out over at the Marvel.
Also, Saturday is Batman Day.
Woohoo.
How are you going to celebrate over there? What's going on? Are there some events?
I think we're having community flu shots that day. So.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's when we're getting our fifth gen booster and our flu shot as well.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to do both on the same day.
Yeah.
Why not? Really? Doubling it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well.
I did last time. It was fun.
Those two you could do. I wouldn't throw the shingles one in there.
No. I learned that the hard way. I did do shingles and booster same day. That messed me the
don't
F
do
up.
That one the same day.
Yeah. That sucked. No. Oh, my gosh. Shingles. Can I just say? Shingles.
They suck. I've had them before. Oh, I've had them before. It's
a load, man. Don't like it. Anyway, Batman Day. I'm going to draw a bunch of Batman with Carter. That's our plan for Batman Day.
Okay, you should live stream that. So there's a lot of things. So technically, Batman Day is September 16th, but really, Batman Day events already started last Monday, and they will go through the end of the year, depending on which country you're in. So there are events taking place in Korea and Great Britain and Japan and China. So you can go find stuff all over the world. Specifically this weekend, though, your local comic shop should have a couple exclusives, including some clothing, hats, whatnot. They also have a set of pins that celebrate the Batmobile over the years that you can probably pick up if your store orders them. You need probably ought to call ahead on that. They've got some new Batman comics that are coming out this week, obviously, because that's what Batman does. And if you are a moviegoer, the Batman trilogy, the Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and Dark Knight Rises are all getting theatrical re-releases this weekend, so you can go and see with your specific theater.
Back on the big screen.
On the big screen. So I think Alamo, somebody can correct me on this, I think Alamo Drafthouse is one of the theaters chains that are running the Dark Knight trilogy, so you can go check that out. Otherwise, up on the HBO Max, you can watch a bunch of Batman movies and animated series and a bunch of stuff being launched all over that this weekend as well.
That's cool. That's a lot going on.
Yeah, there really is. I mean, I was like, oh, okay, here they're going to just say, hey, go and buy these comics and this merch or whatever at your comic book shop. And then you read the press release and it just goes on and on and on and on. And you get down to, hey, if you're in Brazil, here are all the events that are going on for Batman Day in Brazil and Thailand and Malaysia. And it just goes on and on and on.
Wow.
Did you already say what the significance is of the 16th?
I don't remember. I want to say that's probably the first appearance of Batman, you know, the historical canonical release date of the comic, but I have never checked that out. It seems sometimes to be an arbitrary thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I'm going to guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas, man. Jesus was born in April or something.
Right. Man, we didn't have enough going on in December. Let's put it then.
Yeah, let's stick it then. It just stayed.
This is when his mother and father were killed in that alley behind the theater.
Carter just sent me a text and says we totally should do an art stream for Batman Day, so maybe we will.
Yeah. Stream that. I don't know why September 16th, because it's May when Detective Comics drops. So.
Right. That's also May is Free Comic Book Day. Maybe they don't want to bump up against that.
They could be stumbling over that. Could be, sure.
Tripping over it in a way. All right. Well, these are good stuff. Go check out this whole listing over there at majorspoilers.com, along with many, many other hunks of content that you're going to want to put into your life if you're into this stuff like we are. That's majorspoilers.com. Steven, is there anything else going on you'd like to tell folks about?
Hey, listen, we are fully into autumn now, and that is great. It's raining all day today, but there's still going to be some hot days in the coming weeks. So I just want everybody to stay hydrated.
Oh, that's good advice. Thanks so much for that. All righty.
Very cool.
Always good having Steven on. Tomorrow we'll have, who's on tomorrow? Travis doing his
monthly quiz. Good.
Yep.
Name that thing. That.
Yep. And next week, Travis will be hosting with me on Monday while Brian's in Vegas. And then Tuesday, Bobby. And then Wednesday, Brian's back.
Yes.
Woo!
Got to put my lightsaber back.
You probably have stories to tell.
That better have stories. If I don't have stories, then what the hell am I doing going to Vegas?
Some kind of debauchery, right? Will go on, you know. Because remember, you know, Tanner and Alex.
Yep.
Miss Vegas this year, so this is their
catch-up.
Yeah, they missed
TMS Vegas, so they have some catching up to do.
Yep, and don't flick him in the eyes.
Lucy! Yeah.
Just make sure.
What?
Don't flick him in the eye. He's got a weird eye. You don't want to flick him in the eye.
Oh, I know. Yeah, poor guy. Tanner.
I know, it sucks. It's the kind of thing... Oh, dude, eyes. Eyes are freaky, all right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants problems with their eyes.
Nobody wants eye problems. They suck.
They do suck. Let's get to a text here before we get out of here. Gene from Brooklyn wrote in and said, Scott and Brian, Poker Face is nothing more than a reskinned modern day version of the Incredible Hulk TV show from the 80s. Gene from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Could you also say it's like Knight Rider or MacGyver, basically? You know, it's like here's a problem. I guess the deal is that... Natasha Lyonne is getting chased across the country, and these are places as she's drifting, she stops in them. But
that's only a small one-off comparison, though, right? Like I said, if she was turning green or something, then I would see this comparison.
No, but I mean, exactly. It's, you know, basically instead of turning into the Hulk, she has powers to be able to tell when people are lying. But she does, you know, like David Banner. Yeah. She was traveling across the country trying to get away from the reporter that was chasing her, and stopping in different locations and helping out a person every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of, sure.
Some similarity there.
Some similarity.
That's about it, though. There's a lot of show there that isn't anything to do with the Hulk.
Yeah, and there's you know, if you were alive in the 70s and 80s, there were 1,000 shows that were the problem of the week getting solved by somebody who maybe was on the run or...
That's all they had. We had four story types in the 80s, and they were all getting regurgitated by every show constantly.
Pretty much, exactly.
It's just a different time.
They pretty much assume people don't have time to pay. If they want a long continuing story, they can watch a soap opera. But we only have time really to tell a 1-hour story that has to start and finish in that hour.
That's right. Oh, this reminds me. Carter and I were watching What We Do in the Shadows, catching up.
Yeah.
And you know the theme song, which is so great for that, and the movie.
Yes.
The movie used the same theme song. I didn't know that song was made in the early 60s. Had no idea. It was made in like 63.
Old folk song.
Yeah. Yeah. It blew my freaking mind.
Don't you think it sounds like it's...
I mean,
from
it
that
does.
Era?
I just thought it was artificially made to be. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I thought. I thought it was original to the show, but it's like already existed. That blew my mind.
Yeah. I'm trying to pull up the song here to say who the original...
Yeah, we should give credit to whoever made it.
It's called You're Dead, right? Or no?
You're dead. And
yeah. Well, I mean, I know they sing that a lot, but...
let's find it here. It is You're Dead, What We Do in the Shadows. Where's... Oh, Sunrise Sunset Theme. Is that what it's called? No, that's from an episode I just saw. Never mind.
Different.
Found the song. I can't find the artist.
I don't have it in my library. At least not under that name.
Written and performed by Norma Tangia.
Tangia.
Yeah. Norma Cecilia Tangia was an American folk and pop singer, painter, and experimental musician. In the 60s, she had a hit with Walkin' My Cat Named Dog. Worked for Dusty Springfield, a bunch of other musicians.
Oh, really? Okay.
I didn't know this. I didn't know it. I knew nothing about this song, but now this is one of those shows. You know, I have shows where you never skip the intro.
Yeah.
I never skip the intro of the show, and it's purely because I just love that song so much. But I also really like, you know, I do this with Futurama. I do it with, it's almost always music reasons, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
If you have a bad theme for your intro, yeah, I'm not
watching
it.
Yeah, or if you've got something that changes in the opening credits of a show, then there's another good reason to not skip the opening intro.
Yeah, but season 4 does that a lot, which I really enjoyed.
Oh, do they really? Yeah. Oh, cool. Like they change things in the opening?
Yeah, and excellent. I think it might be the first season where they actually do that. You're going to love it, dude. You should, when you guys catch it, I can't wait.
Yeah, it might be after the thing we're currently doing Ahsoka, just catching up to what's been released with Ahsoka. We just finished a thing that I'm totally going to be talking about on Wednesday that we kind of forgot about. We were all excited, and I think we would have been talking about it more if we had watched it before now. So that'll be Wednesday.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, you can keep these texts coming. Like Gene in Brooklyn, you can send it to 801-471-0462. Better yet, you can go to our Patreon and support the show and get a commercial-free version of this podcast, plus cool stuff in the mail and a whole bunch of other reasons to join up. Get in there at patreon.com/TMS. You hear us say it every day. That's because it is the steam which makes this train run. Okay?
Yeah.
That's going to do it for today's show. We should play a song. Speaking of music, let's play a little music. What do we got?
Just something. I don't know. Just something to go out on. Sure. By the way, only have 2 more requests scheduled for the rest of September. So please, if you have a birthday, an anniversary, something you want to celebrate or whatever, get in your, those are just requests tied to days. I need to look at the play this on any date, list of requests. That's where I usually pull from. So if you have, something you want to celebrate in September, go to frogpants.com/TMS or use the link, the tinyurl.com that Jeannie just put in the chat. Get your requests in. All right. Dr. Calhoun, a.k.a. Brian Young, said, I turned the big 5-0 on September 9th, but that's a Saturday. So unless you want to do a special show on my honor, you can do this sometime around that date. Birthday.
Oh, shit. Clip. Hold on. Finding. Clicking. Pushing button.
Let's party.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. By the way, we also have a brand new Tadpool survey, so make sure you get your answers in for that one. There's some real head scratchers in there. We talked about that. During the Saturday Cat Pooligans, I popped in and we were talking about the Tadpool survey. Listen, folks, we're getting out of, ooh, which is your favorite Star Trek captain? We have to go into, what's your favorite theoretical constant? You know, stuff like that. So so get in there and put your thinking caps on and do the give the answers. And by the way, pass is not an answer, all right?
No, okay. It's not. But they'll do it now. Now they'll do it because they always do it. If we say not to do a thing, they're going to freaking do it.
Yes, they will say, oh, pass. How many different ways can I write the word pass? All right. Anyway, Dr. Calhoun said, how about a grunge cover? How about a grunge cover?
Oh, man.
So I've got a cover of Alive by Pearl Jam. This one was performed by Andy Stone and Cat Zero and adds a very cool electronic twist to the song that the original, of course, doesn't have. Here are Andy Stone and Cat Zero and Alive.
I like Cat Zero better than regular Zero. It tastes...
Well, it's low sugar. Yeah,
it's low sugar, but the flavor's good. They've gotten better at that, and, you know.
It tastes just like regular Cat.
Yeah, it does. I can't tell the difference now. But I know the pounds are coming off. All right, here it is. Let's play that. Let's be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you then.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Oh.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.